All too often we're told to be nice. I heard this last week. Father Richard Simon, one of my favorite radio shows on Relevant Radio. It's usually starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and then repeated again at 6 in the evening. He said on Relevant Radio this last week, he says, nice often looks like religion, but it's not. Nice is not the same as truth. We often hear it's better to go along to get along, right? You guess you've heard that before. It's not a Christian teaching. It's a secular teaching. We should be seeking harmony with God, and our harmony with God will often challenge our harmony with the world. If you live your Christian lives, you'll frequently find yourself in conflict. If you're not finding yourself in conflict with the world, you're not living your Christian lives. If you take the gospel seriously, you'll experience the same misunderstanding and division as Jesus did. Jesus said to his disciples, I've come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Do you think that I've come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Division. What's he mean by that? Jesus taught us to be charitable. That's true. And charity is not the same as nice. Let's not confuse them. Jesus was talking about our faith. Our faith had better divide us. The division caused by our faith should separate us from what the world treasures. Should separate us from sin, unfaithfulness, and immorality so we can follow Jesus. We're called to choose which side of that division we'll live our lives. You choose to be with God? That's one side. Or with the world? That's the other side. You can't have it both ways. You have to choose. How about those who would have us worship our national pride and the flag rather than keep and teach the first commandment? You're going to hear a lot of this during the presidential election season. Confusion between our responsibility as Christians and patriots. First commandment. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. The cross and the church are superior to any flag or nation. However, there are many who are willing to place country ahead of God and church. So how should we vote? Well, we should vote according to our consciences, to the values that we've received from being faithful followers of God and Jesus and the church. How about that the division and tension between those who don't believe in the third commandment and those who do? Keep holy the Sabbath. The Sabbath means the seventh day. It means don't miss Mass. It's a division. Those who think it's okay and those who follow God's commandments. Often children know they should not miss Mass, but the parents don't think they need to attend. Or just the other side occurs. The children don't want to go to Mass while the parents know they should. We have to remind parents, you were chosen by God to do the best for your children, right? That's the choice. It's not a child's decision to choose what's good for them. Follow God's commandments. That's how we should raise our children. We should teach them those commandments. We should practice those commandments. In that second reading, we heard from the book of Hebrews, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. He did. We haven't done that yet. We've all experienced division in our families due to our faith. It's painful. It hurts. We may even have to shed some blood for our faith sometime. This painfulness that we experience tests our faith. And the trial makes our faith stronger. Nice is not a moral choice. How about the division between those who don't believe in faithfulness between men and women and don't believe in the sixth commandment of the Ten Commandments? You shall not commit adultery. Now, there are many who have experienced divorce. There are many who believe sex is acceptable at any time between consenting adults. Nice is not a moral position. The philosophy of nice asks us to be accepting. And Jesus tells us that those who divorce and remarry are adulterers. That's Jesus' teaching. Period. Does it divide us? Too bad. That's the teaching if we're going to be Christian. We can't pick and choose which commandment we're going to follow. Other issues in that same area of that sixth commandment. Tell me the difference between practicing homosexuals and practicing heterosexual fornicators. Both are equally immoral. It's not like one is worse than the other. They're both equally immoral. When we're frequently told to be nice and be tolerant, everybody gets a chance to choose what's good for them, that's not our faith. Our faith is the Ten Commandments. Sexual sin is immoral. The church teaches us that pornography is immoral. Oh, but it's a victimless sin. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. The bishops came out in the past year and said, no, it's mortal sin. God expects us to separate ourselves from immorality. That's division. How about the division between those who say they don't believe in the seventh commandment, you shall not steal, and those who cannot control themselves with other people's property, even paper clips and papers and pens? And I get this all the time in the confessional. Oh, Father, it was just something small and insignificant. Where's the line between steal and not steal? Is it something I missed in school and the size of something? How about the division that it's not mine? If it's not mine, it's not mine. If it's not yours, it's not yours. And any offense of that is stealing. We can't make it. Well, it was small. I've chosen to say to people many times, stop stealing paper clips. And the reason I say that is to make that point about where's the limit in size? If you can't control yourself with a paper clip, can you control yourself with bigger things? Where's the line? Our parish of Sacred Heart, exists to help Jesus create this division by inviting us into that life of virtue. And each of us has to choose. It's part of our maturity. It's part of our spiritual maturity. We're going to choose which side we're going to be on, the world and its it's okay type of approach to sin. Be tolerant, be nice. Or on the other side, no, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow the teachings of the church. Don't be nice. Be moral. Be strong. Be faithful. Be saved. Your eternal life depends on it. Yes, of course, we're taught to be charitable. But the charity we're asked to display deals with the lesson that we are to hate sin and love the sinner. Be very afraid of sin. Don't be afraid of the division that's created by our faith.